exalt you, Lord. We magnify, we lift you high. Everything we have
belongs to you.
Can't help but to give you glory,
give
Lord,
you glory, Lord,
and to give you honor.
Ooh,
everything
belongs to you,
belongs to you, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
The title of the CD is Quiet Places, and it's really hard to find a quiet place sometimes, especially in our minds and in our souls. But if you could find a quiet place internally right now, I would love to challenge you to think about truth and purpose and reflect for a moment. And the truth is, we need God. And it's one thing to believe in God. The Bible says the demons even believe in God and shudder. But it's another thing to be in love with God and to know Him and obey Him and be in union with Him. But how? He is so perfect and so holy. He is Almighty God and Creator. We're the created ones, and we are not perfect, and we are not holy. Only God Himself is powerful enough, and only His blood is perfect enough to redeem us and cleanse us so we can dwell in His holy presence and His holy presence in us, not only in eternity, but now. In the Old Testament, the people of God had to place their hands on an animal without blemish or defect and confess their sins, and it represented this picture of their sins being taken on by the innocent animal, and then it was killed before God, its blood shed for the forgiveness of sins. And that's why we call Jesus the Lamb of God. God Himself came to earth as a man. His name was Jesus Christ, and He lived a perfect life without blemish or defect. Then on a cross, His blood was shed for our sins, and He rose from the dead 3 days later and had victory over sin and death on our behalf and to the glory of His name. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me." So if you don't know Jesus Christ personally and intimately, but you want to get connected with God, just pray to God. Just come before Him and surrender to Him. Confess that you are a sinner, that you desperately need Him, and that you believe with all your heart that Jesus Christ is the only way to get to God. And then be free in this life and in eternity. There are a lot of things in this world that we could live for, but the greatest purpose for humanity is to know God, love Him, and glorify Him forever.